As South Africa gears up for the 2024 national and provincial elections, a sense of uncertainty grips the nation. With shifting political dynamics, historic participation of independent candidates and growing voter discontent, this electoral cycle echoes the pivotal moment of the 1994 elections. Mary Harris, Ipsos Sub-Sahara Africa Knowledge Director for Public Affairs, sheds light on the complexities shaping this crucial moment in South Africa's democratic journey. Mary, very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Suleiman.
So, yesterday the news wires were buzzing with the news that, according to your latest poll, some 35% of South Africans have not yet decided who to vote for.
Well, it is not really that they haven't decided. It is that they say there's no political party that really echoes their own views. So it is very difficult for them to make a choice. But when you ask them, say you give them a ballot paper like we do in the poll, they make a choice, but the choice is not necessarily one of loyalty. It is sometimes one of necessity because they have to make a choice.
So they won't necessarily abstain from voting altogether. They're just in a kind of inner conflict as to who to vote for.
Yes, but because there's no political party that they really can identify with, it's a very difficult situation to be in a month before the election. And I do think a lot of the campaigns have been a little bit lackluster and haven't convinced them that, that they have to vote for a certain party.
We see a further decline for the ANC. They are those who say that in these final weeks, the actual machinery of the ANC would kick in and that they would be able to pick it up a bit. Do you get that sense?
I think they have to do something in this last month before the election because they have been on a decline since 2021, certainly after the local government elections. And as you say, we haven't seen the famous ANC campaign machinery yet. And at the moment, they're standing at about just over the 40% of the vote, which means they will be the biggest party in the country, but they will need a partner to form a majority government.
The ANC is adamant that according to its own internal polling, it's going to get well in excess of 50%. Is that just electioneering, election time speak, or could there be that much of a variance between, say, your polls and other polls and what the ANC says are their own internal polls?
I think that's election speak because the other polls and our polls consistent. If you get huge variety in and differences in the different polls and it varies a lot with time, then you know there's something cooking. But currently it is very, very, very stable.
What about the DA and the EFF? I mean, the second and the third largest parties in the country, they don't seem to be on the way to much growth in terms of what the projections are at this stage.
No, they're not. And as we have said a lot of times before, neither of the two parties really benefited or profited out of the decline of the ANC. I think they had their own internal problems. And they were not able to, inspire voters to shift their loyalty to them over the last 5 years since 2019.
So where are the votes going then? The ANC is bleeding votes, the DA and the EFF not growing by much. Is it all about MK or is MK just one beneficiary of the loss of votes by the ANC and no increase in votes by the DA and EFF?
I think MK is one of the beneficiaries. We currently measure them at 8.4% with, almost 90% of those votes in KwaZulu-Natal. It's a very, very regionally based party. It gets some votes from the rest of the country, but not much. But there are 55 parties on the ballot paper. So there's a lot of other parties. Inkatha seems to be stuck around the 5% of the votes. In especially Gauteng, Action SA is playing a role. And then there's not a lot of votes left than for other parties. It's 8.4% that goes to other parties. Some of the 55 that will be on the ballot paper, on the national ballot paper. So, as you mentioned, I mean, between the ANC and the DA, it is just over the 60% of the vote. So, the DA is sort of maintaining their position. The EFF suffered a bit, quite a bit, at the hands of MK, especially in KwaZulu-Natal, but not in the rest of the country. So things are changing, but not dramatically at this stage. The big thing is the uncertainty on the one side, who to vote for, and also the not unhappiness about the situation in the country.
Now, we know that Gauteng and KZN are going to be the key battlegrounds. What are the projections telling us here in terms of what it's going to look like? Coalition governments, but led by whom?
That I don't know, because in Gauteng, it looks very even between the political parties. So I do not know who in the end will be the winning party there. In KwaZulu-Natal, I think it is probably, MK is doing very well in KwaZulu-Natal. But they're not over the 50%. So it will also have to be a coalition government.
Finally then, Mary, I mean, how different is it when you're polling this time around compared to previous elections in terms of sentiment, in terms of mood, in terms of attitude? Are you able to pick up on the mood of the nation going into this particular election? We know votes-wise is going to be much tighter than any election since 94. But what would you say is the mood of the nation? I mean, when you sample, which regions are you looking at? Does it differ from region to region? Is there anything you can share with us in that regard?
Well, yes, there are differences per region, but in general, the mood in the country is firstly very uncertain because nobody knows what's going to happen. And then secondly, there's a big feeling in the country that things are not going in the right direction. Only 23% of South Africans are currently saying that things are going in the right direction. Two-thirds are saying they're not. They are unhappy about the delivery of government. They're unhappy about the fact that there are so few jobs created in the country. It's basically a lot of issues about infrastructure, you know, water, electricity, potholes, and then things like the cost of living, the high inflation rates, the prices, the rising prices. So people are worried, they are apprehensive. There's no certainty, much more than what it was before.
All right, Mary, thank you so much for your time and for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, polls ahead of the elections tell a very interesting story.